It's time now for Looking Skyward, where we examine recent events in the world of astronomy. I'm John Basile, speaking with Dr. Regina Jorgensen, director of the Mariah Mitchell Observatory on Nantucket. First of all, there's some exciting news in the world of human spaceflight. Regina, what can you tell us about this most recent launch?
Yeah, so earlier this week, the SpaceX Crew 1 mission successfully launched and took four astronauts to the International Space Station, also known as the ISS. And it took about 27 hours for them to make the trip to the orbiting ISS, which, as a reminder, orbits about 250 miles up above the Earth. And this mission is remarkable for several reasons. So first of all, it marks the first in a series of regularly crewed SpaceX missions that are going to be upcoming to the ISS. And this is significant because until this year, the U.S. has had to rely on the Russian Soyuz rockets to send astronauts to and from the ISS since the retirement of the space shuttle back in 2011. So this is the realization of NASA's long-term goal to regain the ability to send astronauts to space from the U.S. And moreover, it's demonstrated the success of the Commercial Crew Program, in which NASA has partnered with commercial entities like SpaceX in order to develop spaceflight capabilities. So over the next 15 months, we're actually going to see seven more Crew and Cargo Dragon missions to the ISS. And second of all, this flight carried three NASA astronauts and one Japanese astronaut, and they'll all be starting a six-month mission on the ISS. And in addition, these four are joining three astronauts who are already on the ISS. So this will be the first time that the ISS will actually host seven long-duration astronauts. And in fact, it's so crowded that one of them is going to be sleeping in the Crew Dragon capsule, as there's currently only six sleeping pods on the ISS. And then finally, this is the first trip to space for astronaut Victor Glover, who is just the 15th African-American NASA astronaut in space. And he'll be the first African-American astronaut to ever participate in a long duration, which is a six-month mission on the ISS. And so because in part of the long duration of the mission and this expanded crew presence, it's expected that the crew will actually dedicate a fair amount of time to performing science experiments. And the range of experiments is everything from growing plants to testing designs from better spacesuits to studying a specific microbe that has the ability to break down rocks into soil and other useful materials. And finally, one of the experiments was actually designed by a pair of high school students who won a contest, and they'll be studying how brain function changes during space flight in order to better understand how to help astronauts on future long-duration missions to the moon or Mars.
And is it possible to see the International Space Station from Earth?
Yes, so it is, actually. And my preferred way to do this is to use a website called heavensabove.com, which is heavens-above.com. And if you go to this website, you can enter in your location, either your city or town name, or even your latitude and longitude. And the page then returns a list of the predicted visible passes of the International Space Station and many other orbiting spacecraft, like, for example, the Hubble Space Telescope, for the next coming 2 weeks. And as it turns out, in the coming couple of weeks, there's going to be a lot of great, very bright visible passes of the ISS over the Cape and Islands region. So definitely check out this site. Find a good time that works for you. Most of them are in the evening, which is nice. And if you click on a particular pass, the site will even give you a sky map that shows you exactly where the path will go with respect to the background constellation. So you can even figure out the exact path and timing so you know where to look in the sky. And it even includes estimates of the brightness or the magnitude of the ISS, which is nice because it'll tell you how easy it'll be to see. And just one reminder, the magnitude scale is backwards. So the smaller the number, the brighter the object, and it goes negative. So a large negative number is very good or very bright.
Regina Jorgensen, thank you so much. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks so much.